there's no other profession, no other industry where people wait until the 11th hour to solve these big problems.
President Obama speaking on WJZ-TV in Baltimore. He has been keeping up the public pressure on Congress to try to avoid sequestration. But now, with the deadline just a week away, the President and the House Speaker have finally spoken for the very first time this week.
Joining us live, CBS Chief White House Correspondent Major Garrett. He's hosting Face the Nation Sunday morning for Bob Schieffer. Major, great to have you with us this morning. Thanks for getting up early.
Oh, it's good to be with you. Very good to be with you.
You know, this is one of those crazy things where it never seems we have an end game. Does anybody have an idea how to solve this thing and get to the end?
No, the president made two perfunctory phone calls yesterday, one to the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, Republican from Ohio, and Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate. They were not calls designed to jumpstart, kickstart, or in any way start negotiations, just sort of a check-in, largely to inoculate the president from any public perception he's not working with Republicans to resolve this. But the House Speaker, John Boehner, has been very clear. The Senate Democrats need to pass something. If they pass something, he'll compare it to what the House passed last year, which, of course, it's worth pointing out, is not operative. That Congress is over, so the House has no formal position on how to avert sequester. Even so, the House Speaker says Senate Democrats have to go first. There's no sign that's going to happen, so we're heading towards sequester.
Seems like there's such bad blood at this point. It's become personal.
Well, I think that's been true for a good long while. And if it's not bad blood, it's just a sense that mistrust on both sides. Yeah. The president doesn't believe that John Boehner can deliver the votes for any deal that he negotiates with him. And the speaker doesn't believe the president is sufficiently serious about cutting things other than the discretionary side of the budget or raising taxes. And until that divide is closed, this sort of gridlock's going to continue.
Yeah, I heard from a federal worker yesterday who said he was on pins and needles, concerned about what's going on here. While politicians fret about, you know, their feelings and who has the upper hand and who has better points in popularity polls, real lives are going to be impacted.
Well, that's right, particularly in our region, but across the country. And I know that various industries have met with high-ranking cabinet officials in the last 2 weeks, and they've been told, look, if you're in the airline industry, you could have unhappy customers with long lines because of TSA cutbacks. If you are a meat or poultry processor, there might not be enough inspectors to keep your plants open and operating. These are real live effects. They may not start happening on March 2nd, but if this continues and the stalemate continues, it will happen. People's real lives will be affected, and they're going to wonder why the politicians worry about things like perquisites, feelings, and poll ratings while their lives are being changed in a negative way.
I see you've got a couple of local leaders lined up for Face the Nation.
We do. We have a regional perspective from the governors of Virginia and Maryland, Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, and also a Western perspective. We'll have governors from Colorado, John Hickenlooper, and Arizona's Jan Brewer. So we're going to have four different governors talk about this, plus two senators, Tim Kaine of Virginia and Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire. She's concerned about defense impacts in her state. So we'll cover all of this sequester with as many voices as we can this Sunday on Face the Nation.
Terrific. We'll look forward to watching you. Major Garrett, thanks so much. It's great having you with us.
Thank you very much.
Major Garrett in for Bob Schieffer this morning.